Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Think before you speak. Few things promote your expertise speaking well. Whether you are preparing a speech or a sales presentation, a major account, a radio show interview, or just asking for a raise, this following webinar is designed to help you feel more comfortable delivering your message. Now, there are a number of different platforms. Today, we're training on delivering your message to an audience. The idea here is to inspire change, introduce a new concept, or simply help people review or just make them think differently about something. So today I have on the line Brenda Parker. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning, Jen. How are you?
You know, it's a beautiful day in Fort Worth. I know you're in Louisiana today?
Yes, I am. And it's overcast
it
in Louisiana
home.
Today. Mm-hmm.
Brenda, why don't you share with the audience what you do and why you are in this training webinar?
Walking in my special purpose that God has called me to do. I am an inspirer and encourager, and so I do that through my books. I do that through my writings, and I also do that through my presentations. It makes a difference in individual lives, so that's what I'm here to do, to impact lives, period, for the kingdom, and to help people grow and to know who He is. So I'm excited mm-hmm. about that, and my feedback from my audience is that I'm real. And I suppose that's why the inspirational woman is real. And when I speak or they read my books or some article that I've written and they said, thank you, thank you, thank you, that made a difference in my life. I brought tears to my eyes. It helped me move forward. And I love what I do.
Mm-hmm. And I can certainly tell that you do. You know, every time you present a speech, you actually give four speeches.
Mm-hmm.
The first speech is the one that you prepared, and I know you do that. You are a preparation person, as we all should be.
Yes.
The second one is the one you deliver. The third one is the one the audience hears. And the fourth one is the one that you hear in your head after you've made the speech. Now, the trick is to be happy with each of those speeches. We know they're all one, but really they're four. So today we're going to talk about that. How can the one that you prepare, the one that you deliver, the one the audience hears, and the one that you hear afterwards in your head, how can they all become one? And you mentioned a portion of that in your presentation, in your introduction, and that mm-hmm. is you need to be passionate about
right.
your talk, your speech. It needs to come from
right.
the heart. Now, I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know.
Mm-hmm.
But my job is simply to remind you and to autopsy to allow you to give you the tools to autopsy your speeches. So the next time, the speech is always better. It's growing.
Right.
So let's look at the different segments of the speech. The first one is remember the topic of this webinar, this podcast, is think before you speak.
Exactly.
Before speaking, it is important to know how you want to finish. You know, Stephen Covey says, begin with the end in mind.
Right.
It helps to have a plan, a roadmap, my favorite words, a roadmap to your destination. Let's look at this picture. We're going to, first of all, look at your audience. Here you are standing in front of an audience of potentially individuals that want to buy your book. That's the idea. And we'll get to that in a minute. So certainly you want to say, well, how much time do I have? You know, as you know, you're a Toastmaster. I'm a Toastmaster. We know that sometimes in Toastmasters, we have a certain amount of time to deliver our message.
Right.
And the first mistake that any speaker can make is running over their time.
Exactly.
It shows a lot of what? Respect for the speakers. So how much time do you have? Is one. Is two. We're going to come back and discuss this in a minute. The third one is, what is your purpose? Why are you here? Are you there to inspire? To motivate? Or to sell products? We'll come back to that. Number four is, once you autopsy the speech, could anything improve the retention or the comprehension of your, could you have done better? The next one is this. What should occur as a result of this presentation? What's the end result? Begin with the end in mind.
Okay.
And finally, what are the best ways to connect, reconnect with you once you're completed with your speech? So good presentations have a persuasive opening, a killer closing, in the middle, you need to find body supported by powerful stories. So powerful stories, facts, exercises, and notes, and quotes.
What is that again?
In the middle, you will find body content supported by powerful stories, facts, exercises, and quotes. We're going to come back and talk about this. Let's go this back up and see how far we can get. Now, let's talk about who your audience is, Brenda. Who is your audience?
Right now, it's according to which book or which area I'm speaking in. Let's say my audience is women who it doesn't matter if they're single or married, a seasoned, when I say seasoned, women who are older, because we all have challenges in our lives. And so my audience is to women, period, who have challenges and who are looking for ways to make it through that pain. Through that challenge.
So the second question I have for you today is, how much time, typically, do you allow for a speech?
I normally ask the individual who has asked me to speak, do you want me to speak 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 25 minutes, an hour? And so whatever the person who has hired me to come in and speak, I normally go by that and adjust my speech to that.
Okay. What is your purpose?
My purpose is to impact the lives of individuals so that they will be able to move forward. So not just to speak to them. Anybody can sit and just have someone speak to them for 30, 40 minutes or more and leave with nothing that they can use to enhance their lives. Well, my purpose is to make sure that I impact and enhance the lives such that they say, oh, yeah, I can do this, or I need this, or I'll try this.
Okay. Now, after your speech, do you ever walk away thinking, oh, I should have done this better? I should have done a better job.
After my speech, yes, I do that. I do a self-evaluation, and I think back in my mind what was done was happened. Sometimes I say, because my feedback from my audience a lot of times tells me how well I've done. Okay, a lot of times we can look at ourselves and say, oh, I could have done better. But if the message went across and the people received it, no matter what you think about yourself, if they say, I love that, you're real, I got it, thank you so much, that's where I am, the feedback tells me, even though we say, of course, you all, we can always do better. We can always improve. But sometimes I went away and thinking, oh, I forgot to say this, I forgot to say that. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes I'll say, like you said, I could have done better. I don't feel like I was as well prepared as I wanted to be. But sometimes
so what should occur as a result of your presentation? What's your end result?
My end result is to do that, make change, impact lives, make people think and want to do something different to improve their lives, enhance their lives. But as a speaker, I want to make sure I do my job and feedback from the audience, reading my audience, whether the feedback is oral, written, or watching the faces of the audience will tell me if I did my job. And, of course, you realize I'm not going to impact everybody in that audience, but my goal is to impact a large number of people.
Okay, so in closing, you always give out, I'm sure you do this, your contact information, and we're going to get into this in a minute. I've got about three minutes, I think, let me see, to make some points in this webinar.
Okay.
Because we need to make sure that we are aware of time as well. We had 15 minutes. We're over by 1 minute. One, I want to make a mental note regarding your audience. Now, I'm going to put my marketing hat on right now, okay? First of all, speaking is a business. Of course, we look to impact and make a change in people's lives. But if we can't pay our bills, then there's an issue. There are many speakers out there right now that love what they do, but they can't pay their bills. And that's because their target marketing is off. That critical question, who is your audience? Just to say women, that is a great answer, but it's not targeted enough.
Mm-hmm.
Mature women is great. It's still not targeted enough. Women who are going through difficulties is still not targeted enough. We need to define who your target market is. Secondly, how much time do you have? I'm going to recommend right now that you deliver a 30-minute speech with a 10-minute Q&A and not leave that question open for discussion. Because if you can't deliver what you have to say in 30 minutes, then you need to fine-tune your message. There are too many speakers out there right now that take too much time. They lose their momentum. They lose their audience because they speak too long. They're too long-winded. So 30 minutes, 10-minute Q&A is more than enough, more than enough. And we learned that in Toastmasters. So define your target market clearly. And shorten and make sure that you've got a 30-minute presentation with 10-minute Q&A. If you need that time for your presentation, you got it. If you don't need it, that's fine. But you need to spend time with the audience doing one-on-ones. What is your purpose? And I ask this question every week, and I get the same answer. Oh, I want to make a difference in people's lives. Okay, that's great. I love that answer. Your purpose is clearly, it's a business to be there to increase your finances. And how do you do that? We'll talk about that offline. So I'm going to say to you right now, before we get off this call, write down a number of what you need to make in terms of income in 2017. It could be 50,000. It could be 100,000. It could be 1,000,000. Write that number down, and we'll come back and talk about that. Could you improve your comprehension? Well, I think we could all do that. How is the question? Your retention. How can we do that? How can you or me or anyone make sure that people follow us around to hear us talk? The one thing you can do is have many different speaking topics. And I've asked my speakers to have at least 3 or 4 speaking topics that they can pull out of their hat at a moment's notice. What should occur as a result of your presentation? What should occur? What should occur is you should build relationships, 1, and sell product, 2. Build relationships and sell product. Build relationships and sell product. So our checkpoint for today is this: a good presentation will have a persuasive opening. Make a note. A killer closing in the middle, that content will be supported by what? Facts, powerful stories, exercises, and quotes. You've heard me in this presentation quote Stephen Covey 3 times. Begin with the end in mind. Okay? I love that because that's my roadmap for my success. I envision how I want my presentation to look, but I begin with that end in mind. I begin there. This is Janice Montgomery Albuquerque-Strasser. Driven to success, think before you speak. Brenda, any final words, closing remarks?
Final words is that this is really good. I've been speaking for years, but this is really getting it down to the key, targeting your market and how to give the speech that when you leave, you will have a relationship and be able to have a following and build income. I've been really grown from this training. Thank you so much.
My final quote for today is from Debbie W. Clement Stone. It takes less work to succeed than to fail. It takes less work. Think about it. Thank you. Bye now.
Thank you.